The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
And you feel like the tail end of everything, and that nobody loves you, and you don't even love you. Well, I want you to listen to me. God loves you.
As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find Him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers. Does God love me? It's a question we all have probably asked ourselves at one time in our lives. And for some, it's a stumbling block that they just haven't been able to get past. If that is you, this one truth can change your life like none other. So Joyce is going to address that today, along with the story of a young woman who found healing through God's incredible love.
God to me was black and white. You work for God. This is what the Bible says, this is what you do. And if you don't do it, then there's something wrong with you. I never wanted God to be mad at me. It was the, if you do something wrong, you're gonna go to hell. Well, all these things were happening, I'm going to hell. God doesn't want me. God doesn't want to use me. I'm not like other people. I wasn't the perfect Christian. I wasn't a virgin. I wasn't any of those things.
Love is not something that God is even able to turn on and off like we do. You see, love is not even really something God does. It's who He is. God is love. And I believe it's the love of God that rescues us. It's the love of God that heals the brokenhearted. What was my condition after being abused by my father and abandoned into the situation by my mother, who knew what he was doing but didn't have the courage to stand up to him? What was I like? I felt worthless. I felt guilty and condemned. I felt used. I felt damaged. My personality was all messed up. And I tried so hard to find some kind of worth and value in all the wrong things. Getting in the right group, even at church, getting in the right church group. You think there's not cliques inside churches? Let me tell you something. There's always the group to be part of. Isaiah 38:17. Love it, love it, love this scripture. He loves our lives back from the pit. Look at this. Behold, it was for my peace that I had intense bitterness, but you have loved back my life from the pit of corruption and nothingness. You have cast all my sins behind your back. Woo-hoo! I love the Bible says that God's arm is not shortened, that He cannot save. God does not have a short arm. He's got a long arm. And no matter how deep of a pit you're in, He can reach down in it and lift you out. Well, what about all the mistakes I've made, Joyce? Well, you know what? God will get value out of every one of them. What do you think I'm doing here today? I'm letting God make value out of the mess in my life. And God will do the same thing for you. You're not beyond hope. You're not beyond repair. You're not beyond help. God wants you. We need to receive God's love.
She was a mess. She was confused. She was angry at times. She was a scared young girl. But under this huge facade of I am tough, I am angry, and I can do what I want to anybody.
If I was vulnerable and I was nice and I was myself, people are going to take advantage of me. People made me out to be a monster that I never was. And so since I'd never thought I was going to escape it, I became it. I just felt like I had no worth. I felt like I was dirty. I felt like I was a mistake. I was a sex object. I was this, I was that. I was just somebody to abuse. They'd call me names and stuff, and I received it. This is who I am, because nobody's gonna believe the truth about me. I was a cheerleader, and there was, supposedly the rumor was is that there was a bet on who could take my virginity first. And there was an upperclassman who invited me to go out. I believed him that his intentions were good with me. I believed that, you know, I was gonna meet his parents, we were gonna go out for dinner, and I felt like what you see on TV, what you see other high schools go through, I'm getting that. It didn't turn out that way. I was lured into like an abandoned house and I just shut down. So I was looking at myself, watching what was happening. After that happened in high school, there was, I think the word was out that I was somebody that did those things. So there was always men coming up to me. There was always, you know, do you want to come to this party? Do you want to do that? And when I would say no, or I wouldn't participate, they would get really mad at me. And so it was in my head, you do what people tell you to do. And I felt like I was never gonna escape this identity I was.
Love. It's actually the answer to finding our self-worth. Everybody in the world just wants to be valuable. We just want to know that we matter. We want to know that we mean something to somebody. And sadly, if people don't get a good start in life, they can waste, yes, I said waste, their whole entire life searching for self-worth, and they look for it in all the wrong places, in what they do, the people they know, the label in their clothes, how they look. Very often, it's what kind of work that people do. They think that they're valuable if they can be the president or have their name on an office door, but they feel like they have no value if maybe they do some kind of a menial job. The thing we have to understand that our worth and value is not and never can be in any of that. Maybe we look more valuable to the world, but not to God. And when push comes to shove, when all this is over, there's only going to be God. And we need to be a little more concerned about his principles and what he has to say about us than we are the people that are rapidly passing through our lives. Do you know that many of the people, most of the people, other than maybe a marriage or your children, that you are involved with right now, there's a good possibility that 10 years from now they won't even be in your life? Wow. I'm not really comfortable with change. Well, too bad, because it's happening all the time. I mean, there are people that I thought would always be a part of my life and always maybe work in the ministry. People that we started with, and they're just not there anymore. And new people come along, and we learn how to trust God with that. But when you get your worth and value in what people think of you, and whether they applaud you or don't applaud you, we're making a big mistake when we do that, because it derails our destiny. The Apostle Paul said, and it's recorded in Galatians 1:10, if I were trying to be popular with people, I would not right now be an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can tell you, if I was trying to be popular with people, I would not be doing what I'm doing today, because when I made the decision to follow the call of God on my life, I was very unpopular and very rejected. I was asked to leave my church. I lost all my friends. Family members came against us. It's not always easy to do what God is asking you to do, but in the long run, it's the only thing that works long term. You are valuable, not because you look a certain way or don't look a certain way, not because you have some kind of a title that goes along with your job, or because you do whatever you would think would be the lowliest job on earth. Your value is not tied up in any of that stuff. The Apostle Paul talks very openly in Philippians chapter 3, and he said, look, if anybody had a reason to rely on the flesh, I had one greater than all of you. He said, I was highly educated, not just a Pharisee, but a Pharisee of the Pharisees. I was in the right group. I had money. I had influence. I knew all the right people. And yet Paul said, I would get rid of all of it, and I consider it all trash and rubbish compared to the priceless privilege of knowing Him and being found and known as in Him. I'm going to tell you why you're worth something and worth just as much as anybody else on the planet. Because God loves you, and because He sent His only Son to die for you. And if you would have been the only person on the earth, He would have still done the same thing. I said, if you would have been the only person on the earth, and that just makes my mind go tilt, 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 tilt. No, yeah. I mean, God loves everybody. We can accept that. But God loves you. On your worst day, just as much as on your best day. You're not beyond hope. You're not beyond repair. You're not beyond help. God wants you. We need to receive God's love. There's so many scriptures the Bible talks about love. Be rooted and grounded in the love of God. Rooted and grounded in love. Let nothing separate you from the love of God. When you have some kind of a problem in your life, don't ever say, well, God, don't you love me? I just feel like you don't love me. Don't ever say that. Do not ever say that. When you go through the worst storm, be like that tree of righteousness firmly planted that says, God, I don't understand what's going on, and it hurts like crazy, but I know that I know that I know that I know that you love me. If you want to really make the devil mad, in the midst of your worst adversity, stand up and out loud say, I know that God loves me. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that I am more than a conqueror. Right in the midst of all of these things, I am more than a conqueror. And you know what? The thing is it's not just hype. You believe it down in here. Your spirit bears witness. That's why you shout. Because your spirit bears witness. You might not even see the evidence in your life right now. The Bible says, even though at times we look like sheep led to the slaughter, right in the midst of all of those things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. Most wonderful message in the Bible is receiving the love of God as a free gift. Watch for the love of God in your life and stop giving luck and coincidence the credit for what God's doing. Well, isn't that a coincidence? Well, praise the Lord. You know, I lost my trainer last week. A guy that I worked out with for a long time, and that's important to me. And he's decided to do something else, and I just found out about it kind of like at the last minute. And so I've decided I'm going to start working out at home. And so my last day at the gym was Wednesday, and Monday morning I start with a new trainer in my home that God already had prepared, had the time open, ready to come to my house, do what I need him to do. And I'm not going to say, well, aren't I lucky? No, I'm going to say God loves me, and He knew that I was going to have that need before I ever had the need, and God already provided for me before I knew I had a problem. Amen. That's why we can live in the rest of God. We don't have to be concerned about things. God cares about even the tiniest detail of your life.
We will continue with Joyce's teaching and Allie's story in just a moment. Right now, I love to share with you some of the comments that you are giving us about how all of these answers are impacting your life. Nancy Jo from Maine sent this to us on Facebook. She says, recently I had a flashback of an extremely heartbreaking experience, and for several days I was haunted by it. Then one morning after watching your program, I decided to try what you taught, simply asking myself, what can I learn from that circumstance? The torment ended. I actually realized that God's helped me become better today because of what occurred back then. Nancy Jo, thank you for sharing that with us, because I'm sure whatever you went through was very difficult. And it's so wonderful how God's promises are true, how He can take those terrible circumstances and bring good out of them. And that is something that is just because of His love for us. That's what we're talking about today. We have a wonderful little book to tell you about. If you need to know more about God's love in your life, which I think most all of us do, grab this. It's called Tell Them I Love Them. It's Joyce's very first book and really one of her most powerful. So this is going to help you get a great grasp of God's love. Don't forget Facebook or Twitter if you want to share something with us. In fact, today we would love to hear from you how God has helped you get through difficult circumstances and how those difficult circumstances has changed your life. All right, now let's get back to Allie and find out what God has done in her life.
My prayers were, God, I'm so hurt. And I don't know why this happened to me, and I don't like where I'm at right now. You know, I started developing a relationship with God because I was alone. That's when the relationship with God really started. I didn't know He could be a friend. He started pouring into my spirit who I was, why I was lovable, and He took the blame off of me where it wasn't my fault. He started interjecting and healing each fractured part of my life. I began reading the Bible again, and I began really searching myself, and you know, I started going to counseling, and I started, anything Joyce Meyer came out with, I had to have it. I remember reading the first part where she's like, you know, my father molested me. I shut the book and I threw it. And I remember calling my friend and I'm like, I don't know why I don't want to hear that. Why is she writing that? And she said, because she's healed from it.
She would question more, and she's checking herself more, and she's looking for a way out. And I recognize that looking for way out of the cage. And that's the point in her life where she was sitting in the garage and she's watching the Joyce Meyer videos and she's reading the books and she's searching and searching. And I knew that just the fact that she was questioning herself was that door cracking of that cage.
I didn't talk about any of the stuff that happened to me. I just kept it. I kept it. So the years of stuffing every bad experience, every horrible thing that ever happened to me, I made it a part of me.
People think that God is going to treat us like robots. You know, we ask Him into our hearts and He's just going to change us. And He does want to do those miracles in our lives. But so much of our perception about ourselves, the lies that we believe, the judgments we made about others, you know, God has to transform and sanctify. He's not just our Savior, He's our Lord. And He wants to actually transform us. But that is a process. And I honestly can say that she's been up for the process every single time. She's gone through some pretty significant ups and downs the last few years, but I've not seen her once turn away from God.
I've been so filled with hope watching this process, because it's been one little thing at a time, one little wall knocking down, one after the other.
It's awesome to be a part of that in someone's life, to see that someone is willing to stick to the process and not walk away because it gets too hard or it's too painful.
I'm a walking miracle. I don't know how I got through what I went through. I don't know how I'm here. The fact that I can talk about it and it's in a good place has to be from God. He started healing me by loving me first. It wasn't about asking forgiveness, I'm so sorry, I'm all these things. The way God healed me was showing His love for me. I can sit here and talk about it and say I survived. I can sit here and say there's a way out. It doesn't matter what happens to you, there's always a way out. God loved me enough to stay with me through that whole thing. He cared enough about me to get me out.
I know that there are many, many, many of you watching this program right now. You may be laying in a bed sick. You may be sitting in a chair somewhere deeply depressed. You may have been abused in your childhood. You may have been rejected, abandoned. Perhaps your spouse just walked off and left you with a house full of kids and you don't know what in the world you're going to do. And you feel like the tail end of everything and that nobody loves you and you don't even love you. Well, I want you to listen to me. God loves you. I said God loves you. And I want you to receive that right now by faith. I want you to step out and say, can God love me? Yes, God can love you because God is perfect and he can do anything that he wants to. And he doesn't love you because you deserve it. And that's what makes it so amazing. He loves us in spite of ourselves. And I felt like this morning that God put on my heart that if I would just take a moment to do that, that there's an anointing for people to receive that love right now. And I can tell you that love is what's going to rescue you out of the pit and out of corruption. God loves you. It doesn't matter who doesn't love you. God does love you. Amen. There's no hope of making any progress in our life. There's no hope of getting from the test to the testimony if we don't learn that we are deeply loved. Psalm 27:10 says, even though my mother and my father have forsaken me, the Lord will take me up and adopt me as his own child. God is so much more important than any person in the world. Let's look at Ephesians 1, 4, and 5. Even as in his own love, he chose us, actually picked us out for himself as his own in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be wholly consecrated and set apart for him and blameless in his sight, even above reproach, living before him in love. Now, to really get the full meaning of what that's saying, you have to understand all these words. And I've got a lot I want to say this morning, and I can't go over every little minute detail of everything. But I want you to pay attention to the fact that it says, God just didn't get stuck with you. He chose you. You understand me? I like certain kind of apples, and when I go to the grocery store and I pick out apples, I don't want an ugly apple. I want a pretty apple. The Bible says that we are the apple of God's eye. And God looked at you, and he looked at me, at every single one of us. Nobody is an exception here today. Do you understand me? This message is not for everybody else in the room but you. This is for you. And God said, I want that one. Yes. Now, unlike me, I would pick the prettiest one. He probably picks the worst one out of the bunch. He doesn't care if it's flawed and has bruises and scrapes and wounds. It doesn't matter to him. I like pretty red apples. But God doesn't care what color we are. He loves us all exactly the same. He doesn't care where we're from, what side of the tracks we were born on, what country we live in. He doesn't care about our background. He says, I want you. I love you. And I'm going to heal you. And I've got a future for you. And I've got a purpose for you. And all we need to do is believe it. Well, how can I believe that? Well, why not take a chance and just believe it anyway? You can believe whatever you want to, you know that? I just finally got tired of all the doubt and unbelief and double-mindedness, and I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to believe this. I think I'm just going to be silly and believe it all and see what happens. And things are turning out pretty good. Amen? He chose you on purpose. You know, it's not like God chose me as his child, and then even chose me to preach the gospel, and then after he got me, sat up in heaven one day and turned to Jesus and said, oh my gosh, I had no idea she was going to be this much trouble. He knew what he was getting when he got me and when he got you. You're no surprise to God, and he loves you anyway. God chose you. He picked you out for himself in Christ. I am a blood-bought child of God. God cares about me. He has his eye on me. He goes before me. And he follows behind me. I didn't have to worry about this conference because God got here a long time before I did, and he already set everything up. Is anybody home today? He chose us, picked us out for himself, that we might be blameless, above reproach, That means shame and blame. God's not blaming you today. He's not reproaching you today for past sins. The announcement is you are forgiven, completely forgiven. And all you got to do is receive it. Verse 5. For he foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us to be adopted and revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ in accordance with the purpose of his will. Why? Because it pleased him and was his kind intent. So God loves us because he wants to. Nothing you can do about it. He just loves you. And if you want to miss out on it, that's up to you. But God's going to love you anyway.
I really appreciate what Joyce just said. God loves us because he wants to, and there's nothing we can do about it. How reassuring, because that means I can't mess it up. And that's part of what you will learn in this little book that we're offering you today. This is called Tell Them I Love Them, and it says the simple truth about God's love for you. This little book is packed with information that is direct from God's word. It's all about who God is and how much you mean to him. And it will really help you be able to not only take the knowledge of that love, but bring it into your heart and change your life. We're offering this for any amount today. The reason to do these any amount offers is because God's word is so important. We want to get it into everyone's hands. So whatever you can give toward this little book will be not only very much appreciated and will go toward all of the ministries here at Joyce Meyer Ministries, but it will also provide this book for you that you can dig through, understand God's love, share it with somebody else. Just do it today. Make sure that you pick up that phone or go to our website right now and get this book for any amount. On our website, we also have some wonderful, encouraging articles, some free help. There's one online at joycemeyer.org right now called Love Changes Everything. You can check that out for absolutely free. It's just there for you. And if you go to joycemeyer.org/study, on that page, you will find a Bible study specifically tailored for where you are in life right now and for what you need. Well, we invite you to join us for next week's Everyday Answers.
So what are you going to do? Just spend your whole life telling everybody how life threw you under the bus? I mean, would you rather have that pity than to have power?
And remember, anytime that you have a question that you would like to see Joyce answer, do it online. Use hashtag AskJoyce, and we are looking for those questions all the time. You can even do it on Instagram. Just hold up that sign with your question, and we will get to it if we possibly can. Today, I just want to encourage you to ask God how you can share his love with someone today. Someone is asking that question, does God love me? God might use you to be the answer to them.
The preceding program was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.